Hey, St. Pete, this is Haley J. I'm at the Dolly Museum. It's a Wednesday night, and I'm standing here with Wayne Skip. They call him Fraser. All right, so why do they call you Skip? You got to tell me that.
That's not related to this festival at all, but they do call me Skip because when I was a little guy, my dad was in the Navy, and he came back and called me the Little Skipper, and I got shortened to Skip.
Oh, I love it.
But it's got two P's.
Most people just call you Skip?
They do. And okay. You may call me Skip.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, okay. We are at the Dolly Museum. Tell me what we're doing here tonight.
This is the opening event of SPF 15. It sounds like suntan oil, right?
It sounds like a music festival.
Well, it's an arts festival. And it stands for St. Petersburg Festival 2015. Mm-hmm. This is the opening event. And it's going to be, next year will be SPF 16 and then SPF 17 every year going on. The idea is to try to develop a big partnership between the city of St. Petersburg, the Suncoasters, of which I'm a big part, and the whole arts community of St. Petersburg, and ultimately expand it outside. But basically, St. Petersburg is the driving force on it.
Absolutely. Can you elaborate on Suncoasters and what that title really means?
Suncoasters is an organization of men and women. It's been in existence since the 1950s, putting on parades and trying basically to promote the city of St. Petersburg. It used to be that this all happened in the spring. And it was originally started back in the 1940s when they were trying to get people, tourists, to stay in St. Petersburg longer. So they would have these parades, and they'd invite all these different, they called them state societies to do things. Well, they don't need that anymore. You got people all the time. But we talked to the merchants and the hoteliers and the restaurateurs, and they said, we don't have a lot of people around here in the fall. Maybe you guys could do something to bring people into St. Pete in the fall. And that's what this is all. That's why it's in September. So this event will run for 3 weeks in this September. This is the first one.
It seems to be a success so far from what I can see.
Yeah, all the museums have really stepped up. We're with Dolly right now, but the Museum of Fine Arts, all the other museums. But we're dealing with working artists. We're dealing with performing artists. People go to the Palladium and to American Stage and Free Fall and all of the clay people and...
Yeah.
Everybody involved in the art community is basically stepping up, and there's a whole series of events. And this is the first year, and we really haven't worked that hard to put it together this year. So looking forward, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole concept behind bringing all the arts together is amazing. Art is like the essence of what we all love to do and be a part of. So,
well, the interesting part is, in addition to being nice and it's grown a whole lot, the fact is that in St. Petersburg, the art contribution to the local economy has grown and grown and grown.
Right.
It now ends up being a tourist attraction in itself, and people come to be able to support that. This museum here is a world-class museum. I'm telling you, we were at the one in Spain in Figueres earlier this year. Mm-hmm. This museum in St. Petersburg is a better museum of Dolly's work than the one in Spain.
I believe it. I'm just in the lobby, my first time here, and I'm already staring at everything. The stairs are cool. The views are cool. Yeah. No, I believe
great.
That for
it's
sure.
Great.
Well, this is a perfect place to have an event like this, and I definitely support you guys, what you're doing.
Super.
Hope
well,
to
you.
See this grow more, but thank you, Skip. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. My
thank
pleasure.
Thank you.